tweet at Today SOR.
Now, with over 18 months to go, the race for the Democratic nomination for next year's presidential election in the United States is gathering pace. While the sitting president, Donald Trump, has already declared his intention to seek another 4 years, the Democratic Party is beginning the process to decide who will stand against him. The first primary won't be held until early next year, but one man who was quick out of the traps with his campaign was Senator Bernie Sanders. His brother Larry, who is the Green Party's UK spokesperson on health and social care, joins me now from a studio in Oxford. Larry Sanders, good morning and thank you indeed for joining us.
Good morning.
I gather something that hadn't happened all that frequently before happened this time. Bernie asked you for your opinion as to whether he should stand.
That's true. A couple of months ago, before he'd announced any decision, he asked me what, as a brother, I thought. And I told him, it was unexpected, so I actually answered honestly. And I told him I thought as a brother he shouldn't do it because he's got a marvelous job as a senator. The people of his state love him. They'll return him as often as he wants. And running for president is, you know, a murderous job. But on the other hand, I told him that as a citizen of the world or something like that, he really ought to do it because he would make a big difference for the better.
And a lot of attention has been focused in the last couple of days since Beto O'Rourke announced his candidacy that he raised within 24 hours some $6 million. But I think Bernie Sanders raised a similar amount in a similar time when he announced.
Well, he did. And I think Bernard probably did a little bit better because I think O'Rourke probably got a lot of very big donations, which is what Bernard has been trying to push out of politics. Bernard got his usual $27 a go per person.
Right, and so that's obviously means that his campaign has got off to a pretty reasonable start from the fundraising side of it, but it's a huge field, or it seems like it's going to be a huge field. Joe Biden seems to have let it slip that he's going to announce in the next couple of weeks. There are also many others, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Kamala Harris of California, many more as well, names that wouldn't be all that well known, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. So what's going to work, do you think, by way of getting Bernie, or Bernard as you describe your brother, or call him, what's going to give him the edge this time, do you think?
Well, I think the difference is that Bernard is the most serious person on the most serious issues, and those two big issues are, first, the massive inequality that's developed over 40 years under both parties, and nobody seemed to notice it. But you've got lots and lots of people who are a large part of the population who are suffering because of that. And, of course, you've got the second thing is that the climate is going to hell. And you need to do something specific about that in the sense that you have to stop the carbon, but you have to do it without creating poverty. And those are the big issues that Bernard has been raising.
And I see the phrase, an insurgent working class would be a key target of his campaign effort.
Well, I think that's right. I think the bulk of the people in America, there's some very, very rich, and then you've got a proportion of professional people and so on. And it's not a completely equal society. People move up and down. But the vast majority of people having the jobs of the vast majority of people just haven't shifted. And those people you could call working class, and Bernard calls them working class. And if they stood up and said, well, we don't want these uncertain low pay, poor services, rotten health care, and so on, then of course that would make the difference.
And I suppose one of the places where he would intend to start would be in undoing the kind of tax reliefs that President Trump gave to better off people when he took office.
Well, of course, that would be a big part of it. But it's not just Trump. It's been 40 years. I mean, America used to have quite a progressive tax system, and it doesn't anymore. And besides the tax system, there's vast amounts of wealth have been shifted and income to the very richest people. So, yes, that whole system has to be tackled. And that's what Bernard is after.
But there would be huge lobby groups that he would be up against in trying to get any kind of changes brought forward. Do you think it's possible to bring about the kind of radical change he would want?
Well, that's the big question. Can we have a democracy in such an unequal society? Bernard has said himself he's not sure. He thinks the country is more like an oligarchy than a democracy. And he's trying it. He's going to see if it's possible.
We talked about money earlier on, but what about his core supporters in the States across America? What kind of, if you like, sinews of war has he got at his disposal?
Well, the main thing is that a lot of people think what he's saying is makes sense. And it started with younger people. I know he was kind of the hero of up to 25s. And then it turned out he had the most votes up to 35. I think it's now up to 45. When he hits 75, I think he'll know he's got it.
Now, Donald Trump is in his early 70s. Bernie Sanders is in his late 70s. Is age likely to be an issue?
Well, I suppose it'll be an issue. For some people, it'll be important. But with the main candidates all being elderly, probably not so much of an issue. I myself am about the age that Bernie will be just after he's won his second election.
Right. And he also is somebody who reportedly has a lot of energy for a man of his age.
He has astonishing energy. He's always had astonishing energy. He was a long-distance runner when he was a kid. And all they do is they keep running, and that's what Bernard does.
Last man standing, perhaps. is he daunted at all by what happened to him last time? I mean, many people would have said that effectively the Democratic Party manipulated votes to get Hillary Clinton the nomination.
Well, it's not so much they manipulated. They were for Hillary. That's the kind of party it has been. And to some extent, it still is. No, Bernard is not daunted by that. He's pleased with the impact. I mean, I don't think anybody thought he would have that impact, and he did. But, you know, if you really run against the big money in a country, then you expect to have opposition.
Now, the other person, again, he's increasingly, he was talked out of it, I think, by Barack Obama the last time, but Joe Biden, who was Obama's vice president, seems to be shaping up to have a run. Would there be any possibility that your brother Bernard might withdraw as part of a pact with Joe Biden?
Oh, I can't see it. Their politics are very different.
Spell that out a little bit more. In what way would it be different? Because, again, Joe Biden is a man who appeals to blue-collar workers, or has done in the past.
Well, I think you're right about his appeal, but he's all those terrible things about locking lots of people up, who turned out to be mostly black people for marijuana offenses and so on. Biden was a big player in all that. He's been a big player for those 30 or 40 years when inequality has been galloping. He gets his money from the banks. His state is the home of the credit card industry.
Delaware.
And so he's identified with them, and that's all that Bernard thinks is really not the way to run a country. So they come from very different places. They're, obviously, the Democratic Party, like most big parties, has lots of different views, and they have they're at polar ends, I think.
I know you're yourself part of the Democrats Abroad campaign, Larry. What are you focusing on then, or what will you be focusing on in the coming months in order to help your brother's nomination effort?
Well, the first thing is for Americans who are living outside the United States are eligible to vote in this Democrats Abroad primary, which is like voting in a primary in a state. Delegates will be sent to the convention from the Democrats Abroad. And the question is, when the vote comes early next year, how many votes will Bernard get and how many votes will other people get? And it's very significant. So if people are interested in whatever candidates they favor, it's a very good idea for them to find out more. I can't remember the website, but they look for Democrats Abroad. And I imagine in the UK, there's a Democrats Abroad UK, DORC, and there's probably a comparable organization in Ireland. And I think it's a very good idea to vote in that primary, because it's a very small number of people vote, so your vote actually counts more. So we will be trying to convince people to vote for Bernard.
And of the other candidates, and I've named just a small number of them, which of them stands out in your mind as being, you know, potentially serious rivals?
Oh, well, the ones you mentioned, Biden gets a lot of votes in the polls. Senator Warren, I think, is the closest to Bernard in her politics. O'Rourke seems to have made a very big, good start. Kamala Harris got a big boost when she started. So there are quite a few of them, and it's going to be a very long and bitter and probably somewhat brutal process.
And I've heard again suggestions that winning the election once you get the nomination isn't as hard itself, isn't as tough a campaign as actually getting through your party system.
Well, I think that that's right. I think Trump's unpopularity is such. The big problem with Trump is his kind of threats that he thinks that his kind of people, which he identifies as the military and the police and right-wing organizations, are pretty rough, he said. And he didn't make any direct threats, but it sounded pretty threatening to me.
But do you think your brother will be able for another nasty campaign then?
Well, he's a tough guy, yes.
One of the things that will be held against him, perhaps within the party as well as if he comes through and is facing Donald Trump in November of next year, that he supported nationalising major industries way back in the 70s.
Well, I don't think that. Myself, I don't think that that's a big deal. I think people recognise that Bernard is a socialist. Socialists frequently nationalise industries. And the industries need a lot of attention, whether it's regulation or nationalization. The health service, of course, in America costs twice as much as everywhere else and leaves people out as a real menace to people. And Bernard is effectively calling for the funding to be nationalized. So I'm not sure that people will be amazed by that.
Yeah, we have a text here as well criticising Bernie Sanders as a sellout because he endorsed Hillary Clinton after she won the nomination last time out. Could that be held against him?
Well, I think only by silly people. When you run in a primary, what you're saying is like you run in a national election. You say, I support the winner. That's the process. If you're going into an election and you say, oh, by the way, if I lose, I'm not going to support... I'm taking my marbles and going home.
He would support Joe Biden if Biden became the nominee.
That's the nature of running in a primary, yes, of course.
Okay, and now coming back closer to home, as it were, on this side of the Atlantic, as I said at the start, you yourself are heavily involved in politics in the UK, a member of the Green Party, spokesperson on health and social care. But obviously Brexit is the one thing everybody in Britain is watching closely this week.
Yes. Well, I don't know any more about it than anybody. It's a dreadful mess. The thing that impressed me is that the actual vote in favor of Brexit seemed to me to be very much like the vote in favor of Trump, which was a lot of people who felt that they'd been badly treated by all the parties, said, we're going to kick you guys, and they did. Unfortunately, the rebound is that the same people who kicked out are probably going to lose out. I'm hopeful that we will get to a... The Green Party here is in favor of another referendum. We basically think that the first one was held basically on lies when most people didn't know what they were voting on, and that this time around there'll be more knowledge and more likely to say no. The EU is by no means perfect, but it's a lot better than having to tear apart something that's been built up over 40 years.
The other possibility, or one of the other possibilities, of course, is that there might be a general election there. And if there is one, will you be standing?
Well, I won't be standing, but I'm trying to stand in the European election if we end up having one.
So a long extension would suit you?
Well, I'm not likely to win, so it's not that big a deal. But yes, in that sense, it would.
Oh, but think of the fame. Larry Sanders, thank you so much indeed. Green Party spokesperson on health and social care in the UK. Thank you indeed for joining us from Oxford. We'll be talking about high-tech ways of losing weight and getting fit without ever leaving the couch.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.